A three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has handed a victory to environmental groups over a uranium mining ban on lands next to the Grand Canyon. The National Mining Association and related groups had asked the court to overturn the 20-year moratorium that was put in place in 2012 by then-Interior Secretary Ken Salazar. Kevin Dahl, Arizona Program Manager for the National Parks Conservation Association, joins me with his perspectives on the ruling and what could be next. Kevin, you're obviously pleased with the ruling, but what were your biggest worries about the ban possibly being lifted?
Drilling for uranium near the Grand Canyon happens in a very complicated, complex aquifer. The underground water there is not well known, and we're afraid that it's contaminated by these uranium mines. The water supplies the unique seep springs and side canyons of the Grand Canyon, and it also supplies the only water source for the Havasupai Indians who live at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. So we're concerned that this is the wrong place to mine for uranium until a lot more is known about the underground aquifer, and that's why the moratorium was put in place, so that we can find out what sort of impacts it might have. It's a precautionary measure, very important, not only to the Grand Canyon's water supplies, but, you know, that drains into the Colorado River, which supplies 40 million people, you know, L.A., Las Vegas, Phoenix. It's real important that area, this most iconic landscape, the sacred landscape, be protected forever.
And when you mention iconic, this becomes less a legal question for me and more a philosophical one. So many people from around the world visit the Grand Canyon. Almost everyone knows what the Grand Canyon is. Does that play in a part, obviously not in the Ninth Circuit ruling, just in terms of its importance? This is such an iconic place in America that the idea of uranium mining gives a lot of people a stomachache, even those who are not involved in the environment on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I think so. And when this issue is put to the test, when people are polled, should we have uranium mines near the Grand Canyon? Republicans, Democrats, Independents, almost everybody says no. Now, that's the purpose of my organization. You think national parks like Grand Canyon are perfectly protected, but they're not. The people have ideas to do things near them or in them that are inappropriate. You know, there's not a whole lot of national parks. There's 59 of them in the country, and they deserve the most important protection. We shouldn't be uranium mining near them. We shouldn't be fracking for oil or gas near them. Yet that's what's happening on public lands near our national parks.
Kevin, let's talk about the congressional hearing that was held, which also involved Arizona Representative Paul Gosar. It's the House Natural Resources Subcommittee on Energy and Mineral Resources. It seemed that they attacked the ruling when they had an opportunity to. What did you make of the hearing, and what did you hear from it? What was your perception?
Well, the hearing was held, you know, as part of the Trump administration's program to remove burdens from public lands in the production of energy and other resources. This subcommittee was looking at other mineral withdrawals, but the uranium one is at the Grand Canyon is one of them. So, yeah, Representative Paul Gosar thinks we should mine uranium there. Congressman Raul Grijalva, who's the ranking member, the minority member, also from Arizona, strongly believes that we shouldn't. So it received an hearing. The lobbyist for the American Mining Association thinks that we should mine near the Grand Canyon. However, there was a tribal council member from Havasupai who gave a very eloquent presentation about her homeland, how the water is so important to them, and that the land and the water should not be polluted.
There is the perception, and this is obviously on one side of the political aisle, that the Ninth Circuit is too progressive, too liberal. That's been going on for a very long time. Does that indicate anything to you about where the next step is? I presume the opponents of the Ninth Circuit ruling are going to try to take this up to the highest court, to the Supreme Court. Any concerns about that?
The mining companies who have the right to appeal this to the Supreme Court, we suspect they won't, because the ruling is pretty clear. The district court was very clear. They're consistent between the circuit and the district court. It doesn't seem that they have much basis for appeal, and despite political leanings, one hopes that the courts are fair. But our lawyers are pretty sure that they won't. Our bigger concern is that the Trump administration or Congress will decide to attack this moratorium, and we really hope that they don't. The moratorium is to collect more information. Let's collect more information, and down the road we can revisit this decision. That seems like the most reasonable thing to do at this time.
Kevin Dahl is Arizona Program Manager for the National Parks Conservation Association.